Zog de Gemara daf Yudalad Amud Aleph, 6 lines from the bottom. Agula roi noiso kili hi merubas. The Mishnah said that if the koira is agula, we look at it like it is a square. So mele tziyoch lekabel riach, it's a royin. Frag de Gemara hasu lomeli. We know this din of royin already. We said already numerous times in the Mishnah that by koira akuma, you say royin. So what do you have to tell me by agula too? Zog de Gemara sefer itzich lei de chirish, and the agula is in the sefer. State in the sefer, that what? That kol sheyesh bekefer shloisha tvachim, yesh bereichav tefach. Whenever the circumference is 3 tvachim, so the diameter, the width is a tefach. And since the koira has to be a tefach, so if the koira is agula, it has to be required, it's required to be 3 tvachim circumference, so you know you have a tefach in reichav, in diameter. Zog du mogam anani mili. Where do we know this formulation from? That it's 3 to 1. This is really the cheshbon of pi, which is really 3.1415, etc. But Sotayzer right away says that, we'll see soon in the Cheshbon, that it's not meduktik. Meaning the Gemara has now said 3 to 1, it's not really meduktik, because I'll be the Cheshbon of Pi, it's a little more than 3. So Zog Dimar Amnani Mili, where do we know this Cheshbon from? Zog Dimar Amr Rabbi Yechanon, state a posik as follows. It says a posik in Melochim, Omakro, Vayas is Hayom Mutzik. This is talking about the Yamshel Shloimeh, that Shloimeh HaMelech made the Mikvois by the Bayis, in the Beis HaMikdosh. So it says, Vayas Hayam Mutzok, Eser Ba'amo Misfosoy, Atzfosoy Ogol Soviv. That the Yam was the inside, was wide, Eser Amis, Misfosoy, Atzfosoy, from one end to another end, Ogol Soviv, it was a circle, but it was, the diameter was 10 Amis, Misfosoy, Lisfosoy. V'chomish Ba'amo Kamosin, it was 5 Amis in height. The kav shloishim ba'amo yosef oisis soviv, and a kav, if you go around it, it's 30 amos if you go around it in the circumference. So we see clearly Shlomo HaMelech's mikvah was 10 amos misvosei el svosei, and ogul soviv it was kav shloishim ba'amo. So we see it's equation of 1 to 3. So that we see the circumference of 30, the diameter was taka 10. In addition, it says that the height was 5 amos in depth. That was the depth of this mikveh. Frag the Gemara, even this calculation is incorrect. After all, you have the rim. So if you're going to count 30 with the rim, so then it's more. So then the inside is less than that calculation. If you're counting with the rim, 30, so then the inside is not really an open area. It's less than that. It's not going to be 10. It should be a drop less because you're counting the rim too. And for the Gemara, Omra Papa, Svosoi, the rim was fast perach shoishon ksivbe. It was a very thin, minimal amount. The chsiv, like we see, that it's fast perach shoishon is very thin. Va'ov yoy tefach usvosei k'maise kois perach shoishon. Alpayim basichil. So we see that the doifen, the rim, was very, very minimal. It was nothing. So mele it was so thin. So mele we're not medactic in this minimal amount. And that's why lo'olam at 30 circumference and 10 in the inside. Now the Gemara soon is going to discuss what this Alpayim Basichil, what this is exactly referring to. But before that, the Gemara is a kasha, v'ikom mashu. Even if you're going to say it's a minimal amount, but the minimal amount also makes a difference. So ebezoi, it's not exactly the cheshbon of 30 to 10, because you have to count as minimal. And for the Gemara, kiko choshiv, migavoi ko choshiv. When we count the circumference, we count it within the rim, not outside of the pool, outside of the mikveh, within the rim. Inside, so then the attack of the rim is not interfering. So migavoy, it's taka 30, and mele the diameter is taka 10. Now Tesis right away says over here, you're telling me you're counting this mashu, and you have to answer migavoy is mash, but the cheshbon is mitzumtzum, but lemay says it's not mitzumtzum because zok Tesis and the ban of akasha the ain a cheshbon meduktig lifichach me'amidos. According to chach me'amidos, pi is 3.14, etc. So it's not meduktig anyway. So we're discussing this mashu that it's not 30 to 10. The mashu is anyways we're off in the number. So Tesis blabes the akasha. There's a remez that the goin brings on the posik. The posik says bisvos etzvos egel sovi v'chomish. It's a Kriya Niksiv. It says, we read it, v'kav, but it's written, v'kavo, with a hey at the end. So Zok de Goyin is the Cheshbon. He says, there's merumas in this posik pi, even though it says 10 and 30, circumference of 30, and the diameter is 10. It's merumas the Cheshbon of pi. Why? It's a Kriya Niksiv of a kav, but it's really written, kavoi, with a hey at the end. So, Kav is 106. Kaveh is 111. If you take 111 divided by 106, it comes out to 1.04716. That number, you times it times 3. 1.04716, you times it times 3, it comes out exactly the number of pi to the 6th degree, 3.141509. Zok de Goin, it's my rumors in this Pasuk pi. It says, v'kavin, it's a kriya ksiva v'kaveh, the number, the numerical value of 106, kav, divide that, divide into the ksiva of kaveh, that means 111 divided by 106 is 1.04716, times that times 3, which we're saying now the number is circumference 30 to 10 is 3, that comes out to the exact number of 3.141509. The Chachmei Amidus, this Chachmei Amidus of pi, is Takam Rumas in this Pasuk. Zog the Gemara weiter, Tanya, Reb Chiya said as follows in the Braise, Yam Shosa Shloima, Hoyamachsik Meve Chamishim, Mikve Taira. The Yam Shosa Shloima, this mikveh, had the amount of water in there to carry 150 mikvois. Every mikveh is Aboim Sa. So there were 150 mikvois of Aboim Sa in the Yam Shosa Shloima. Zog the Gemara, Yam Shosa Shloima, Hoyamachsik Meve Chamishim, Mikve Taira. What's the Cheshbon Zog the Gemara as follows? Michti, Mikveh Kamahave, what's one mikveh Aboim Sa? Kedetanya, like we learned in the Braisa, v'rochatz es besore b'mayim. Zog the Gemara, daf yudalad omet beis, we dash from here, b'mei mikveh. B'mayim, we learn out b'mei mikveh. Meaning, zog Rashi, mashma mayim mechuborin yachdov. Meaning, not zoichlin, not running water, but mayim that is gathered. That's a mikveh mayim. Rashi, daf dalad before said, that it's coming to tell me b'mayim, they don't need mayim chaim, you don't need spring water. A natural spring, but akoponim we dash in both things from b'mayim, b'may mikveh. Zog di Gemara. In addition, we dash in kol psoroi. What do we dash from here? Mayim shkol gufoi oyle behen. It's mayim that his whole body goes into in one shot. It's covered, which is aboyim so. Stomach person, it's a person that's larger, so then you need more than that. But stomach person is aboyim so. Zog di Gemara v'kamahen. What's the shear of a stomach person that is aboyim so? That is kol gufoi oyle behen. The cheshbon is an amo al amo, an amo in the oirich, with on an amo in the roichav, one by one amo, but berum sholosh amos, the height is three amos. So it's a one by one cubicle three, so that is three cubic amos. V'shiur hachomim, me mikveh arboim so, and the chomer mishayer, that this cheshbon of one in length and one in width and three in height, is arboim so, is 40 so. Now we said again, the mikveh of Shlomo HaMelech had 150 mikvois. This yamen of Yamcha Shlomo had 150 mikvois of what? Of amal amabrum sholosh amos. Now we know that the cheshbon was, the inside we said was 10 amos. We're assuming right now that it's not a circle, it's still a square. So if the inside is 10 amos, so it's 10 by 10, which is 100, and 5 high, which is 500. So it's 500 cubic amos. So we're going to make the cheshbon. Does that fall into the category that it's 150 mikvois? Zog, we know that one mikveh is one by one on three height. And here we add 10 by 10 in five height. Zog di Gemara, kama haveluhu, meaning, how much water was in the yam shloima? Chomesh meo gamida. There were 500 amas, like we just said. 10 by 10 times 10 is 100. 10 length, 10 width is 10 times 10 is 100. Going up 5 amos in height, so that's going to be 500. 10 times 10 is 100, and 5 height is 500. So the cheshbon of the kama, it was in the main mikvah of Shlomo HaMelech, chomesh mea gamida, 500 amos. So now, letlos mea, zok de gemara, the cheshbon, 300 amos, that's a shear for mea, that's a shear for 100 mikvahs. Because one mikvah, we said, is 1 by 3 in height. So that 3 is for one person. If 3 cubic amos for one, so 300 is for 100 people. Now we're looking for 150 mikvahs. So we're looking for another 50 people. For another 50 people, it's another 100. If 300 is for 100, so for 50 people, it's a 150 cubic amos. Zok de Gemara, lemeya v'chamshin is chamshin. For 150 more cubic amos, that's going to hold another 50 mikvois. Because 100 mikvois is 300 cubic amis. So 50 mikvois is 150 cubic amis. So altogether, in order to have 150 mikvois, you need 300 cubic amis plus 150 cubic amis, which is 450. So ibezoi ba'aba meva chamshin sagya. Why are we saying that the Yamcha Shloim was 500 cubic amis, meaning 10 by 10 in 5 height, which is 500, for 150 mikvois, you need 450. And to the Gemara, hani mili biribua. Our assumption is incorrect. We're assuming that the mikveh was a square, 10 by 10. That's for a square. Then, Taki, you're right. You only need 450. Masha'enkin, Yam Shal Shloima Ogel Hoyo. It was circle. It was a circle. A circle is not the same as a square. So, Mamele, you Taka need 500. Because the corners, you deduct. The corners, you deduct. So, Mamele, it's Taka. You need more. 450 is not going to do it. You need 500. Once it's a circle, you're losing out the corners. So, it's Taka not 10 by 10. So Mele Taka, it's a cheshbon of 500. Frag the Gemara, this is also incorrect. Michti kamam rubi yasrala igul. What's the addition that a square has over a circle? Zok the Gemara, revia. Revia means it's a quarter. The difference between a square and a circle is a quarter. It's 25% more. So Ebezai Zok the Gemara, la'arba meyo, meaning 400 square amis. So that would be enough. Meya, that's 400 mikvois, meaning if it's a circle. Meaning in a square, we said before, 300 cubic amma is for 100 mikvois. But now that it's a circle, so you need a quarter more. So it's arba meya is for meya. For 100 mikvois, you need 400 cubic squares. So ebezoi, le meya, the additional 100, we said it's 500 altogether. The additional 100 is how many? Is esim chamisha? It's 25 mikvois. So ibazoi, 500 square amis in a circle is only going to be 125 mikvois. Zok dumoga hani meve esim chamisha havaluhu. If a 100 cubic amis in a circle is going to be 25 mikvois, 400 cubic amis is going to be 100 mikvois. So ibazoi, it's altogether 125 mikvois, not 150. We're looking for 150 mikvois. And to the Gemara, Tony Roma by Yecheskel, Yam Shalosh Shloima, Sholosh Ames Tachtoinois Merubois. It was partially square and partially circle. The first three ames, it was five altogether in height. The first three ames, the lower ones, those were taka square. The Shtaimel Yoinois were aguloys. So then it comes out, the two amas on the top were agulois, and the bottom three were merubois. So then Yitaka have the exact cheshbon of 150 mikvois. Zok du gemore, nei, the ibchol amot samrit. You can't say fakert, that the lower part of the mikveh was circular and the top part was square. The svasay ogol ksiv. It says clearly in the pasuk that the svas was ogol. The svas was circular. Ela ema, zok du gemore, still, ela ema chado. Maybe say it was only one amma was circular. It's Fosai was a circle. Who says two ammas were circular? So Ibazoi, what's the vita de raya that it was 150 mikvois? Maybe it was more than that. If it was only one amma circular on the top. So Gemara loy saka daitoch, tichsiv. Now we go to the beginning part of the pasuk. It says, Alpayim bas yichil, meaning the mikvah of Shlomo HaMelech was the yam that he made was Alpayim bas. Alpayim bas. Bas is a measurement. Zog the Gemara, 2,000 bas. Bas kama havia, what's a bas? Zog the Gemara, sholosh sin. Like it says in the Pasuk, in Yecheskel, ma'aser habas min ha'kor. Meaning, a bas is a tenth of a kur. And a kur is 30 saw. So a bas is 3 saw. The havale shita alfa giva, which is altogether that 2,000 bas, comes out to shita alfa giva, 6,000 saw. Now, if you divide 6,000 saw into 40 saw, because every mikvah is 40 saw, it'll come out to exactly 150 mikvahs. So Mela, you can only say that by having the top two amas, the Elyon is being agulois, and not just the last amma of being ogul. And that's how we know from Apayim, Bas Yechil, that it's like 150 mikvahs. Frag the Gemara, Voksiv, Machzik Batim, Shloish Salofim. It says clearly in this pasuk that the mikveh that Shlomo HaMelech made, this yam, was machzik bat shloish talofim, meaning it carried 3,000 bas. So ibazoi, it'll come out to 225 mikvois. So the cheshbon of 150 mikvois is incorrect. And to the Gemara, hahula gucha. That's if you heap it up, if it will be a salad, not water. Water you can't heap up. But if it would have been a salad, then it would have been 225, so to speak, measurements of mikvois. So the shloishes alofim bas is when you place something that is salad on top of it, it heaps up, it's shloishes alofim. But ain't chami by liquid, it's taka alpayim basichil. Zog the Gemara, Omer Abaye, Shema Minofu, we can deduce, Hai Gucha Tilsahava, V'tna Nami, Shido Tevu Migdol, Kaveres HaKash, U'Kaveres HaKanim, or a basket that's made out of Kanim, Bebosfin, Alexandrius, all these type of pools, Alpha Pishieshlen, Shulayim, V'en Machzikos Aboim Sobelach, Shehen L'Kurayim, B'Yovesh. So even though it's 40 Sobelach, it's kugayim, it's 60 so biyovesh. So we see that the gucho is an additional amount. This instead of 40 so, it's able to hold 60 so. But the point is they're tahorin, they're not makabatuma. Since they're so large and they're not meant to be moved around when they're full, so mele doesn't have a shame clear on them. But kapon, we see from here that if the inside is aboim so, the goydish is going to be an additional third more, which is going to be tilsa. Like we said, hai gucho tilsa have, so it's like a 60 so. So Tosis Nafkamina Gucha Tilsa is Dr. Benatam Nafkamina Lini Mekhumemkar. Im Histe Losiloi Sog Dusha Oile Takin Lakli Amido. That will be the Nafkamina Lagabi Mekhumemkar. Zog the Mishnah Lechayin Shaomru Goivan Asorat Fochim. The Lechi that we're discussing that you're misaken the Movi with, either a Koira, a crossbeam, or a Lechi, or a pole that you have at the entrance of the Movi. The lechayin sha'omru has to be a height of 10 tefachim. The Rambam and Pirush Mishnah says the reason why it has to be a minimal of 10 tefachim is because that's the minimal height of a movi cotton. It has to be at least 10 tefachim. So mele the lechi has to be 10 tefachim. Rabbi Nehoinitzin says that the reason why it has to be 10 tefachim is because less than that, it's not a mechitza. If lechi mishu mechitza, shei mechitza is asor tefachim. So mele you have to have 10 tefachim pole. So lechayin sha'omru goyim in asor tefachim. V'rochvon and the width, or avyon, or the thickness, kolshu. There's no shear for that. The kore taket is a shear of a tefach, because kore is mishum heker. So you need the heker of a tefach in order to say that you see it. Masha'enken lechit mishum chitza. So if you have a goyim of asar tefachim, it doesn't have to have a specific width, it's a kolshu. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, roch von gimel tefachim. Rabbi Yossi taket says that the roch has to be gimel tefachim. So Rabbi Yossi holds that even though lechit mishum chitza, but you need a chshivas of gimel tefachim. Without the chshivas of gimel tefachim, so then you don't see the chshivas of a mechitza. So he needs that chshivas also in order to create a shem mechitza. Not just you the tefachim, but needs gimel tefachim also. Even the man of mishum heker, there's some type of mechitza that you're creating over here. So mele needs gimel tefachim and asar tefachim and haid kon tobiyosi. Now Rabbi Yohanneson says that if, let's say, he said the reason why Rabbi Yossi says you need gimel tefachim is not like it says in the Rav and others, is because it's a chshivas of mechitza, it has to be gimel tefachim. No. The reason why it has to be gimel tefachim is because, let's say, the lechi is removed from the koisel. It's not exactly by the entrance of the mavui. It's removed from the koisel, but b'tach gimel, within lavud, so it's good. B'tach gimel is good. So if the lechi itself is a mashu, so also avir da hagisa, avir da hagisa mevatle. You have avir b'toch gimel of lovud, you have the avir on the other side of the lechi of mashu, it's mevatlet. Mashu enkin if the lechi is gimel, which is always going to be more than the shear that it can be removed from the koisa, because it has to be within gimel removed. So you have oime meruba, so you're not going to have avir da hagisa, hagisa mevatle. That's why Zok the Ben Yohanneson, Rabbi Yossi holds has to be gimel tefachim, in order that it shouldn't be avir da hagisa, but rather oime meruba ala porot next to it, so because it's always less than gimel in lavud area, so the lech itself is gimel width, so it's oimen meruba, so you're not going to have avir da hagisa, hagisa mevatalei. Now the Mishnah says that the lechi has to be a minimal of 10 tefachim. We know the Mishnah of Bey said that by a koira, it can't be lamala michof, yamayit. What about the lechi being helping in a case where the mobi is lamala michof? Would a lechi help in a lamala michof? L'choy, the lechi is a pole that's next to you. What's the difference how tall the walls are? So, l'maisa, many mishonim, and the Rambam says clearly like that, and Tosin David Aleph says that a lechi helps even if the mobi is lamala michof. There are those that bring, a shita, Beis Meir brings, that even by a lechi, it wouldn't work if it's lamala michof. If the mobi is lamala michof, then a lechi wouldn't work either. Just like a curry doesn't work, lamala michof, so too a lechi. Zogt du mal lechayin sha'omru. Leim et tenat stomach kabeliezer. We had it three of machlokes before. Do you have to have in a mavui a lechi? Do you have to have, that's according to Basil. Beshama says you need a lechi and a kaira. And Abeliezer says you need two lechayim. So yes, in the Mishnah, it's mashma lechayim. It's mashma you need two. Stomach kabeliezer. Doma lechayim be'inon. Zogt mal loy. My lechayim, lechayim da'alma means lechayin in different mevoyos, in mevoyos. So over there, the lechayin have to be 10 tefachim, but not that you need two lechayim in every mevoy. So gemara lechayin da'alma. So gemara ebazoi ihochi koira nami. The previous mishnah we had, it said koira. So why did it not say koiras? Ihochi koira nami nisti koiros. And what should koiras be referring to? The koira that we said it has to be kiel kabel oriach. It should have been koiras da'alma. Why does it not say the same loshen like lechayin da'alma? Ihochi koira nami nisti koiros. Umay koiras koiras da'alma. So gemara hori komar, we're retracting. The pshat as follows in our mishnah. Oysan lechayim shenechgu ben rablozer v'chachomim. The lechayim, that is machloikz ablozer v'chachomim, that if you have to have two lechayim or one, that those lechayim, goy v'nasor tvochim, everyone agrees it has to be 10 tvochim tall. V'roich v'no oivyon kolshu, according to Tanakam, and Rabbi Yossi says it has to be gimel tvochim in oivy, in roch v'namin. V'kama kolshu, now the Gemara is a kasha, what is the shir kolshu? Kolshu is also shir. So Gemara Tonik Abchir, afil kachut asarvel, even a chut that you use as a clothing line, that's enough for the shem lechi. That's how thick it can be, very minimal. So Gemara Tono, also lechi lechatzi movui, ein lechatzi movui. If let's say you place the lechi not at the entrance of the movui, but in the middle of the movui, so ein lechatzi movui. Don't think that you can't carry the whole movui, but up until where the lechi is, you could carry. Chatzi movui helps. It helps for the area that it's up until where it's located. For there, it helps. Now, Zokta Rajba, a movi we know is Orka Yesa Rechovoi, the Batam Chatzias Psuchim Lesoichoi. If you place the Lechi in an area that's not going to be Orka Yesa Rechovoi, it's going to be a perfect square, or it's going to be Rechovoi Yesa Orkoi, so it's not a movi anymore. Then it would need a pass, then it turns into a Chotza. So Zokta, this din, that Lechi Lechatzi Movi, Ein Lechatzi Movi, is only when it still remains Orka Yesa Rechovoi, the Batam Chatzias Psuchim Lesoichoi. Otherwise, it would not need a pass if it turns into a Chotza. So, frag the Gemara, Pshita, what's the chiddush that also lech lechatzi movi, ein lechatzi movi? Why not? Why shouldn't it work for half? So, Gemara, ele ema yesh lechatzi movi. The chiddush is that don't think that you can't carry up until there. The fact that you can't go further, Pshita, but don't think you can't go up until there. It has a chatzi movi. So, Gemara, now Pshita, that's also what's the chiddush over there? Maritem, you might think, lech dem also lech tmushi bekulei. You might think if you have a lech in lechatzi movi, you might continue walking and utilize the whole movi. Komashvelon, that up until there is mutter, we're not concerned, you can go weiter. Now this is, the Gemara discussed the Gabi, a lechi lechatzi movi. What about, the Rishonim discuss, what about a kore bechatzi movi? What if you place a kore in the chatzi movi? So the Rishonim say that there's no difference, meaning that be'etzem a kore bechatzi movi also works. Why? Because lechi is mishum mechitza. So mishum mechitza, so it helps by chatzi movi. Now kore is maybe, it shouldn't work with chatzi movi, because kore is mishum heker, and maybe a heker is dafka in the Pesach HaChotzer. Kore be'emtza movi, als heker, maybe wouldn't be a heker. Bishlem el lechi mishum mechitza. So mechitza be'chatzi movi, it's a mechitza, wherever you place the mechitza. But if it's als heker, the heker is usually at the end of the movi, before you leave and go to the Shus Rabim. So ibazoi, kore maybe it should not work with chatzi movi. On that, the Rishonim say that since according to Rava, he holds lechi is mishum heker also. Rava holds lechi mishum heker, and yet he doesn't differentiate and argue in this din over here that lechi b'chatzi mavui shouldn't help. So we see even mishum heker, it helps in the chatzi mavui. He doesn't argue in the din of lechi b'chatzi mavui. Then even if you hold mishum heker, it works b'chatzi mavui. So who had din talking to Rishonim by kore, which is mishum heker, it would also work b'chatzi mavui. The Ran is mistaken in this. If a kore b'chatzi mavui would help or not, because the ma'aseh kore mishum heker, maybe heker doesn't work b'chatzi mavui. But the other Rishonim, the Rashman of a kodesh, the Ramban later on Dafnun Tes, they all write that kore helps b'chatzi mavui because lechi according to Rava, which mishum heker, he doesn't argue in the din of lechi b'chatzi mavui. So mele we see even mishum heker b'chatzi mavui it helps. So within kore mishum heker, it helps b'chatzi mavui. Zok di mor vayta omar Rava. Also lechi lemavui v'igbiya min hakaka shloisha. If you have a lechi, but it's removed off the ground three tvachim or more, or shefliga min hakoytza shloisha, it's removed from the wall of the mavui. It's not in the, next to the wall. It's more than three tvachim removed from the wall. Lo'y also v'lo'y klum. It's not a lechi. A lechi has to be next to the wall of the Kais of the Mavui. A lechi has to be touching the ground or within 3 talking about the ground. Removed from the area of lavud, so it's not called a lechi. Zog Gemara. Reb Shimon Gamliel says he say lavud until dalat tefachim. Hani mila lemaila. That's a gabi the kura, the cross beam. If it's not touching the wall of the mavui, it's only in one wall and it's not reaching the other one. We said before in the Gemara lavud b'tech dalat. It's considered lavud lemaila by the kura. He says it's in lavud up until dalat. Avalamato. But when it comes to the lechi that doesn't reach the ground, or lamato when it's pashtus, it's not touching the wall. It's a mechitza that gdiim goats can go under if it doesn't reach the floor. This lechi, so meila loyka omar over there. We never said this din that love would help, but gdiim boikin breaks this din. So first of all, we see over here it's a mechitza shagdiim boikin boy. So we see that lechayra it's a mechitza lechi mishum mechitza. I lemand omar mishum hecker v'shteito shteito. We see, have to say that even lemand omar mishum hecker. It's the lechi also has a din mechitza. It has a din mechitza too. Just like we said that even mishum mechitza, there's a hecker in the mechitza. So we see mishum hecker, it's a din mechitza also. Because Al-Kaponim, the Gemara calls it clearly, it's a mechitza shakdi and boy. So Al-Kaponim, even if Shimon Gamliel that says love until dalad, but if it's between gimel and dalad, it's a mechitza shakdi and boy can boy, and a mele, it's not going to be considered a proper mechitza, and the lechi is not going to work. Now, even though Lovud is kesosum, there's a fundamental difference between Lovud and by a koira. We said yesterday, the Ritva says over here also, and the Stipler discusses it, that when you have a koira, we don't say gdi and boikin boy. Koira lemaisa, it mishum heker, mishum mechitza, but the point is, gdi and boikin won't stare if it's mishum mechitza. Why? The koira, they can go under it. The teretz is, koira is a sheer tefach. Tefach, you say, good aches mechitzosa. You say, you say chudia achitza in a pnimi yoid v'soisim. That din of aloch lamesh mesina of yoid v'soisim of good achis aloch lamesh mesina says that gdiyam cannot be break up this din of good achis. Kiyas gdiyam cannot break up the din of good achis mechitzosa when it's a kore tefach. Mashenken the din of lovud, either it's not kesosum. Or even if it's kesosum, it doesn't say that they can't break up this din between Gimel and Dalad in Rav Shimon Gamliel's din of Lavud between Gimel and Dalad. Now the Gemara puts together 2 cases of the Lechi. Either the Lechi doesn't touch the ground, within 3 it's off the ground, or 3 removed away from the Kaisel. So Rabbeinu Yohanan says that this whole din that we say Gdi and Boikin Boy is only on the Lechi that doesn't touch the ground, so Gdiim go under it. Masha Einkein, when it's Meruchik from the Kaisel Gimel, it's not Midin Pkias Gdiim, because the pole is removed from the wall, wasn't getting to Pkias Gdiim. But it's rather because Avira da Gisa Mevatale. You have the Avir on one side of the pole, and the Avir on the other side, that is Mevatal the Shem Lechi. That's the Vart by Meruchik Mena Kaisel. Avira da Gisa. Nafkamina will come out if the Lechi itself is Rechiv Gimel Tvachim. Or more, because then mitzad gdiyas b'kiyim, so the ma'isa the gdiyim can go through, and mamela that would be a problem. But mitzad avira da'gisa, you don't have avira da'gisa. Once you have the lechi itself is oimen meruba, then the avir, so then you tack it on avira da'gisa, and that would be the nafkamina legabre din. Is it a b'kiyas gdiyim dekadin when it's meruchak, or it's a din of avira da'gisa nafkamina if the lechi is wider? Mitzad b'kiyah you still have a b'kiyah of gdiyim, but mitzad avira da'gisa you don't have that because you have oimim meruba al aparetz. We don't say avira da'gisa mevatalei. Zok the gemara Rabbi Yosi Omer Rechovim Gimel Tefachim. Omer Rabbi Yosi Omer Rabbi Yom Hashmuel Ein Aloch Rabbi Yosi. The aloch is not like Rabbi Yosi that has to be Gimel Tefachim the lechi. Zok maloi behilmi not by hilmi, which is the mixture that a person uses to salt vegetables. Not to salt, to pickle vegetables. You make a pickled vegetable juice, water with salt, which is a gzera otu ma'abit oiris. So ibit oiris, even though in ibit boichlin, but you now make this hilmi, which is to pickle vegetables with the salt water. So you now do this on Shabbos. Veloy belechayin, and the halach is not like a b'yoisi when it comes to the lechi, that it has to be gimel tvachim in width. Zog the Gemara Omer Rav Huna Bar Chinuno behilmi amitlon. Behilmi yitake todas, the halach is not like a b'yoisi. That he says you're not allowed to make this meimelach. The halach is not like him. Belechayin oy amitlon. By lechayim he did not tell us the halach is not like a b'yoisi. Zog mo maishno. So what's that kind of difference? Behilmi the pligi rabbanon alei. Chachom argue. So it makes sense. Halacha is not like him. L'chaim nami pligi rabban alei, but l'chaim the Chama also argue. So Mela, the halacha should also be not be like Rabbi Yosi because the Chama argue. Omalei, no. The difference is shiny l'chayin shem nekoy Rabbi Kavosei. Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi holds that l'chayin have to be gimel. Where do we know Rabbi? Rabbi that says chotzer gedolah that's posed to chotzer ktana. So we said it's talking about gedolah be'chadisre 11 amos and ktana is 10 amos. The difference is one amma. One amma is 6 tvachim. So mela if it's centered the chotzer ktana, so you have 3 tvachim on the outside, the wall of the chotzer gedolah on each side. 3 tvachim, 3 tvachim. So that's like the lechi. It serves as a lechi. So in mela we see a l'chayin is gimel tvachim according to Rabbi, and that's why Rabbi holds like that. So that's when maybe you'd say that halacha is yes like Rabbi Yosi. The maskana is that halacha is like Rabbanon. But here at least it's a reason why you would say that halacha is like Rabbi Yosi. Zog the Gemara, Rav Chuma Masni Hochi. Rav Chuma said as follows. Om Rav Yudu Begay Rav Shmuel Bashilas. Mishmei the Rav. Ein halacha ki Rabbi Yosi. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yosi. Loi behilmi vol belechayin. Neither by hilmi and nor by lechayin. Neither by the mixture on Shabbos of salt to pickle vegetables, and not by l'chaim, that you have to have gimel tvachim in roichav. Amrulei, amrut, meaning, is this correct? Is that true? That the halacha is not like Rabbi Yosi, neither hilmi or l'chaim? Amaluhu loy, no. So Rav Chumi said, no. Rav Chumi said, that's not correct. I don't say this. Amarove, helikim, amara, I'm getting a shvur that you did say this. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yosi. Ugmiru lamine, and I learned this from you. Umay time ikahodebe. Why are you attracting now? As if the halacha is less like Rabbi Yosi. Mishum Rabbi Yosi nimukoi imoi. Meaning the reason is because Rabbi Yosi nimukoi imoi. Rabbi Yosi has a good reasoning. Rabbi Yosi always has a good nimukoi imoi. So Mela, that's why he's retracting. Omale Rove Barav Chonen Labai Hilchsamai. What's the ma'aseh of the halacha? Legabi de lechi. Do we pass like a chomi or like a biyosi? Omalei puk chazi my amedovar. See what people do. The way people fear zich, that's the halacha. And since people make a lechi a mashu, clearly that looks like a chomi and not like a biyosi. Zokteisus pirsha kuntres ukvar nogu belechi mashu. So since the halacha is not like a biyosi by lechi and kolshkin by hilmi, Zokteisus dafil ravuna bachina the polik belechayim moide behilmi v'shogi lasses meimelach b'shabbes v'shalit al oifes luyin v'mnosem meimelach al oifes v'achanosem mashkan aleim ha'v'shogi afilu Rabbi Yosi shashamnunus mamtik zamelach ve'elu en meimelach ha'mutorin doisin shemem betchilo techamayim olu techamelach. Akoponim Teis says by both of them the halacha is not like Rabbi Yosi, neither by lechi and kolshkin by hilmi not, and it's mutter to make this meimelach. Teis describes the oifen how it's mutter to make it. Zog de Gemara, Ike de Masni, aho. There are others that learn as follows. Hashoyus emayim letzomoy, meaning this din we're saying now of Puk Chozim Amadovar, as follows. Ike de Masni lo aho. Staten Gemara, Gemara in Brochus, Hashoyus emayim letzomoy. If someone drinks water because he's thirsty, oy meshakon yebedvogoy. You make a shackle. By water, you have to be thirsty to make a shackle. Other mashkin, Tosin Brocha says over there in Daf Mem Dalad Mem A, that other mashkin, even if it's not litzomoy, you make a shackle. Because you be etzim enjoying it. Mayim is only litzomoy. You make a shackle nebidvogoy. Now Rashi over here says in addition, Shoyse mayim litzomoy, lafuke man de chankete umtza. If you're drinking the water because you're choking on a bone, so over there, you don't make a shackle nebidvogoy. That's not called Shoyse mayim litzomoy. Reb Tarfenoimer, now that's by chankete, you don't make a shahakel because there's no hanoas groinoi. That's what Rashi says clearly. There's no hano. I'm doing it because I'm choking. However, this whole din of shakani bitvogoi, zog drashi, lefonov, ulachav loy klum. That means the broch of shaka you make beforehand, but laachav, according to Tanakama, you don't make a broch achroino. However, Reb Tarfenoimer, boirin nefoshes rabbis v'chesroino and al komashe beroso. Now, it seems to imply, Rashi has two pshotim. Either he's saying that the la'achrov, you also need a brocha la'achrov, shakel before, and la'achrov burn the foshos, that's what we do. Then Rashi brings another pshat, that Reb Tarfon is going on lefonov. The brocha de lefonov you make, burn the foshos, that's the brocha you make, not a shakel. Omele avchonu la'abaya, hilchus amai, what's the halacha? Omele pukchozi, my amadovar. See what people fear zich. People do not make a brocha of burn the foshos before, but rather you make a shakel before. So we see clearly not like Reb Tarfon, but rather you make a shahakol beforehand. And afterwards, the Gemara says, Acha b'loi klum, but we lemaisa make a bung nefoshois. Now, the reason why you don't make a brocha by chankate is because, it's like Rashi said, that chankate umtse, you don't make a brocha because you're not being nana. It's only shois letzomai. However, la'achrov, even by chankate, Tosin Brocha says, nafim hey, that you make a brocha la'achrov. La'achrov, you make a brocha even by chankate. Even if you don't make a brocha la'fonov, la'achrov you would make. Explain the achronim, the reason is because there's a hanoas mayov. That meaning, the brocha la'fonov is tolin hanoas groinoi. By chankate umtse, there's no hanoas groinoi. Because I'm choking. I'm not choicing my mitzomoi. But la'achrov is tolin hanoas mayov. That physically, even though I was choking, but the mice I'm satiated. So mayin la'achrov you would make even by chankate. There's one day like that in Tosis. Tosis brings another day, they don't make a brocha la'achrov by chankate either. So that's Maskonas HaGemara. Hilchsamai puk chazi ma'amedovar. We'll stop over here. The top of Tezvovim and Aleph Itmar Lechi Oimin Me'ilov.